say.
This is Sam Sebrin from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
The EBFN, Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio. Today, Act One from Shakespeare's The Porn of Caltech. Anon!
Blackberries, wampums, but what form I have from made incalculation snowboardings.
It's EBFN, the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio. Sundays at 3:30 on Wave Farm, radio for open ears. WGXC, Acra, 90.7 FM.
Find out where the music takes Erin G. on the next Deep Threes, when we hear her distinctive take on the human voice as an instrument. Plus tracks from Kieto, the Czech Korea Electric Band, and Morphology. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465. For more information, Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatiana, and I'm also from Hudson, and I'm 7 years old.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today, because why not? What else would we do, you know?
Love books. Books we hate, books we love.
Is that a book you hate or a book you love?
This is a book about soccer. Not all about soccer. This is really great fun.
It's called The Pine Park Team. And it looks like the cover design has a girl kicking a soccer ball, and the soccer ball has the title, which is very cool.
I really like it. It's really cool. I read this book like almost like 4 times already. Like when I was at first grade, my teacher gave this to me.
What do you like about the book?
What I like about the book is the title. Look, I just really like it. The back title, like this picture, is my favorite. You know why? Because it has a lot of rainbow things, and I love rainbow. It has like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple and maroon. I don't see any purple there, but it's still cool color. And that's why I never throw a toy in the garbage.
Is that the soccer team on the back in the picture?
Yeah, it's definitely the soccer players.
So that book's about the team playing soccer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like playing soccer?
No, I actually like playing basketball more than soccer. So I do like playing soccer just a little bit.
I like watching soccer, but I don't play soccer. And I used to play basketball as a kid, but the last time I tried to shoot hoops, it was a lot harder than it was when I was a kid. So I don't know. I lost my skill.
I have my skill, though. I'm not really that good at it. I'm just really like a little bit good.
Well, you still have time to get better. I don't think I do.
Well, I think you are still good at playing soccer.
I don't think I'm very good at soccer.
You can just like try and practice. Well, when I was like a newborn baby, I heard about soccer. Like, I heard my brothers and sisters playing soccer, but like when I was trying to play soccer, like they didn't actually let me play because I was going to hit myself by accident, and so they made me a fake basketball like with paper. And, like, I was bouncing it, and at the living room, I was, like, trying to do it, but keep falling, and I got really angry, and I threw it away in the garbage. That was so silly.
Oh, dear. That's fun. Georgia, do you play any sports?
I play soccer. Mm-hmm. I play soccer, and that's really most of what I play. I also do a lot of dance. I also do biking and roller skating and scootering and hoverboarding. Hoverboarding, when most people think of hoverboards, they think of, like, the boards that hover.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but actually those haven't been invented yet. It's just a futuristic thing in movies. But really, hoverboards don't really hover. They're just little electric things with wheels, and you control them by your feet movements. It's really fun. I also really like roller skating and biking. I like a lot of sports. I'm hoping to get into volleyball and maybe basketball.
I don't do many sports right now, but I do like dancing, and I like roller skating, and I wish we had a roller rink right here. That would be really fun.
Yeah, there's a roller skating rink in Albany. It's about 45 minutes from Hudson, and it's called Guptals, and they have ice cream and french fries there, too.
Nice.
It's really great. Yeah, so if you want a roller skating rink after the pandemic, you could try it. I don't really use roller rinks. Usually I just use the Columbia Fairgrounds parking lot.
Is that a pretty smooth surface for roller skating? Yeah, that's important. You don't want to catch your foot in a hole. I have some pretty elaborate roller skates that I found at some like college giveaway where the seniors leave to go live their lives and they leave stuff behind. And I found a pair of roller skates there that I'm pretty sure had been converted from figure skates because they have like a heel. So you're kind of on your toes a little bit and they don't have a good break or like little stopper.
That's just sad. Wait,
they make a lot of money.
Were you like in college when you got that?
No, it was after college.
Oh,
but it was pretty soon after college.
I wouldn't want to wear somebody's old shoes. That's just gross.
They didn't seem bad. And I wear socks with them, so it's not like we're touching feet. Ew. But anyways. So Georgia, did you have a book you want to talk about
today? Yes, it's called Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. And it has, I think from what it says on the cover, it has 100 stories of different women in alphabetical order, famous women. So do you want me to share a writer one?
Sure.
See if I can find a writer, journalist. Do you know who Anna Politis got? Okay, I'm going to probably do something who people know better. Anna Politkovskaya. Astrid Lindgren.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know her?
Yeah, she wrote Pippi Longstocking.
Page 24. Once upon a time, there was a girl who lived on a farm with her big family. She would spend entire days roaming free in the fields with her brother and sisters. Also helped take care of the farm animals. Not just the small ones like chickens and ducks, even the big ones like cows and horses. Her name was Astrid, and she had quite a rebellious spirit. She was strong, brave, never scared of being alone, and she could do all sorts of things. Clean, cook, fix a bike, walk along rooftops, fight off bullies, make up fantastic stories. Sound familiar? Well, if you ever read about another little girl who was strong, brave, and fearless called Pippi Longstocking, you won't be surprised to learn that Astrid was the author of that brilliant book. When Pippi Longstocking was published, lots of adults disapproved. Pippi's too rebellious, they said, or children will be thinking disobedient is okay. Children, on the other hand, absolutely loved it. Pippi didn't just say no without any reason. She showed young readers the importance of being independent while always caring for others. Today, Pippi Longstocking is one of the best-loved books in children's literature. Astrid went on to write and publish many more books, always literature, always depicting strong children in charge of their own adventures. So whenever you're in trouble for something you did, grab a copy of Pippi Longstocking. She'll always be there to help you. And then on each page, it has a quote and an illustration on one side. All these illustrations are done by completely different artists. There aren't this one of same artists in here. So you get to see 100 different styles of art. And so her quote is, "Mischief isn't something you think of, it just happens." And this one is really detailed. It's really beautiful. It is her, and it's very detailed. It's only one color. It's in orange, but they really go in with the lines and details. And there are so many different styles.
I have a question with that book, because it's different bios of different people. So it's not a storyline. Yeah. Do you read it from start to finish, or do you decide?
I usually just pick out a person that I find interesting. And usually once I get to that, it goes in alphabetical order. So I read a few from that. Also, there's Beyonce in here. Mostly it has people who were just died, but it has Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Beyonce. I think Beyonce deserves to be in there. She totally deserves that. So does Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She also definitely deserves to be in there.
And Astrid Lindgren. I love Pippi Longstocking.
I haven't read the book. I saw the movie 6 years ago.
It's really fun.
I think I'm going to read it.
I didn't read it as a kid, but I read it maybe 5 years ago, 8 years ago, and loved it. So much fun. Pippi's just very fun and funny, and she does get in a lot of trouble, but she always gets out of it too. She's very resilient and fun and kind. I like it. Thank you for sharing your book, Georgia. I want to check that out. The pictures were so pretty. Our radio listeners don't get to see them, but they were really beautiful. And as you said, very different.
Yes. And this book is available on most ebook sites. And I think it's also available on Libby, if I'm not wrong. I think it might be on Libby. I think it's on most online reading sites. I think it might be on Libby. It is a little more satisfying when you have the actual book. Well, there's actually no book that's not more satisfying than an ebook.
Sometimes the audiobook I find more satisfying, but if it has pictures in it, I almost always want the version with the pictures.
I never want to listen to audiobooks because I'm a fast reader, and when the audio people read slow, I'm come on, dude, hurry up. I don't have all day here.
You can speed up their reading, though.
The Sometimes only place I can find that is on Epic, and that's made for kids 12 and younger. So it's adults reading it, and you can't speed it up or slow it down because, you know, it's for kids. And like, I think they think that'd be too complicated. And so they're adults trying to read to kids. So they read really slowly, like, and so blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, come on, dude, hurry.
I almost always listen to audiobooks sped up. There's some apps that I have that you can do it 1.25 speed. And there's some where the lowest is 1.5. And so I usually do either. But every once in a while, there's a reader that actually reads at a good pace. And then I can listen at normal speed. But anyways, I'm going to definitely check out that book in physical form where I can hold it in my hands and admire the beautiful art. So I have a book for kids that I thought I would share today. It's called My Thoughts Are Clouds, Poems for Mindfulness, by Georgia Hurd, with illustrations by Isabel Roxas. And it's an interesting book that it's not all poetry. Well, I guess maybe they think it's all poetry. Some of it reads more like poetry than others, but it's about mindfulness. So it has a bunch of different activities that you can do, like thinking about your breathing, different suggestions for how to become more mindful in your everyday. And I thought this was a good book bridging April, which was National Poetry Month, and then is Mental Health Awareness Month. So it's sort of a good segue into the new month. I will read the description, and then I'm going to read a section from the book. So this is the description of the book. What is the weather in your mind? Stormy and unsettled? Sunny and peaceful? Imagine checking your mental weather report and being able to change tumultuous conditions to fluffy clouds and serene skies. With the help of Georgia Hurd's poetry collection, My Thoughts Are Clouds, learn how to control your weather and find your inner calm. Tame your monkey mind and turn your thoughts towards kindness with poems that both instruct and illuminate the nature of mindfulness. And it's a very quick read. You know, it's meant for kids, so it's a pretty small book. But I basically like any book that reminds me to like slow down and take good breaths and like focus on little things and not let my mind run in different zillion different directions. And there is one page that I particularly liked that is called The Butterfly Body Scan. And this is one that I think would work best if like a parent was reading it to their child or if somebody was reading it to you. So I will read it to you all because it involves closing your eyes. But if anyone out there is listening to the radio and you're driving, please don't close your eyes. Pay attention to the road. Drive safely. We want you to get where you're going in one piece. But for my radio co-host and anyone who is not in a driving or must have their eyes open situation, you can close your eyes. Imagine your mind is a garden of flowers, and the warm sun touching your petals calms your thoughts. A peaceful butterfly flies in the sky and then comes to rest on top of your head. Follow the imaginary butterfly as it guides you in mentally scanning your body to help bring awareness to parts that are tense. Butterfly's tiny feet dance lightly on your scalp, opening your mind. Butterfly's soft wings brush your face like a summer breeze, grazing over your eyelids, gliding over your cheeks and jaw, fluttering over your neck. Take a few deep breaths and allow your face and throat to relax. Butterfly lands on each shoulder, first right, then left, and your shoulders thaw. Butterfly swoops over your arms, easing any tightness. Then it whirs onto your hands, softening them and loosening each finger one by one. Butterfly rests on your belly, worries melt away. Butterfly hovers over your upper leg and then your lower leg, and they tingle and feel lighter. Butterfly flitters down to your feet, skimming one foot and then the other, smoothing any stiffness, and then sweeps each toe softly with its wings. Take a few deep breaths and send a gentle smile of thanks to your imaginary butterfly as it floats back up to the sky. Thanks, butterfly.
Thanks, Emily. I feel so relaxed.
Oh, good. It reminds me of, I haven't done yoga in a long time, but often at the end of a yoga session, part of it involves lying very still and just sort of feeling your body on the floor and relaxing and trying to be mindful of like the experience of your body in the moment. And I always find that so calming and relaxing and peaceful. And this exercise reminded me of that because it's really going head to toe and trying to relax your body and, you know, be present. But so that part wasn't, I mean, it's a little poetic, but wasn't quite a poem. Or I didn't read it like a poem. But there's definitely other parts in here that are a bit more poetic. I can read you one of them that reads more like a poem. So it's called "Your Heart is Like a Flower." A flower doesn't need to count how many raindrops it sips. Add up the number of bees tickling its petal, tally the blooms that curl up and fade away, just as it is with you. Your heart doesn't need to keep track of all its loves and losses. It just needs to keep opening and opening and opening. Just like a flower. You all are just like flowers. You're smiling.
Bye. Grandfather, I was laughing because my grandfather once told me about this like ugly flower that eats dead things. Like, I don't know, it's like a flower that eats, that's really ugly. It looks like a piece of raw meat, slimy raw meat with leaves and spikes on it, and it eats dead things like rats. My grandfather told me about a flower like that. He showed me a photo.
It's probably the most beautiful smelling flower in the world. Rotten.
That was the grossest flower in the world. I was just thinking in my head, we're like those flowers. Just kidding. Just kidding. We aren't really like those flowers. No. I was laughing at myself. Like, what if we were like those flowers? What if we just, I mean, yes, some humans do eat meat, but we don't just eat like dead rats off of the ground, and we aren't all slimy.
Yeah.
And rats are disgusting, so be careful not to eat rats, dead rats or alive.
Some rats aren't disgusting. My friend Ingrid has pet rats. Ingrid, who used to be a Bound by Books co-host, she loves rats.
Oh, cool. That sounds awesome.
I think they're cool as long as they're
not carrying diseases and have a cleaning every single hour.
Yeah. But yeah, I prefer my flowers to not eat rotten flesh.
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
Maybe I should grow some flowers or vegetables. I see. Sometimes I just eat salad without any salt, without any anything, just green salad. It just has lettuce.
Do you ever have flowers in your salad?
Flowers in my salad? Of course not. I don't like flowers in my salad. I don't eat those flowers. What are the flowers going to say to me? They're going to like say, hey, what are you doing? Stop it. It's going to be a bit silly.
There's several flowers that are edible that people can put in their salads. And one of them is called nasturtium, which tends to be like yellows and oranges and reds. And it's really beautiful and really tasty. And you can eat the leaves and the flowers in your salad. And it's really easy to grow. And we actually have seeds in our library of local kiosk at the library for nasturtium. So if you're interested in growing some edible flowers, you could come by the library and pick up some seeds and grow them from home and add them to your salad. We also have lettuce seeds, so that would be good for your salad too, Fatia. We have a red lettuce seeds and a Ithaca lettuce seeds, which are green lettuce. Yum, yum.
Did you guys ever like play Among Us before?
What?
Among Us. It's a fun game.
I don't know that game.
Well, I do. Well, like there's an imposter that kills the crewmates, but they come back to life in the next round because it's a game, not in real life.
Oh, good. Is this a computer game?
Yeah, if you can play on like on virtual or on the computer or on like in real life, but not actually really in real life, that would be bad. So yeah. And the crewmates need to also figure out who's the imposter. And the imposter says it's not me, even when it is the imposter.
Yeah, those games can be really fun. I like games when you're trying to figure out sort of a mystery and you each play a role. Do you have any games that you really like to play, Georgia? Either computer games or board games or interactive games?
My absolute favorite is air hockey. I actually have never been defeated ever. Even when my dad was teaching me how to play, I beat him the first try. I've never been beaten by anybody in air hockey. So I'm the undefeated champion. And it's also, I just have a lot of fun with it.
Do you have air hockey at home or do you play somewhere else?
No, Jose. I only play it if I get a chance to go arcade, which isn't that much. I usually only get to play it like once or twice a few times a year. But I haven't played it at all in the past COVID.
Yep, that'll do it. I have to say, I really like board games a lot. I find them really fun to play. I don't play them often enough, even though I have a lot of them. But I do like the occasional computer game. I've started playing Tetris again recently, which I hadn't played in many years, and I've been having fun with that. But yeah, I like a good old board game. Those are fun, and all sorts of different kinds of board games. Anyways, does anyone have anything else they wanted to share? Anything they're excited about?
I am so excited about Eve.
About Eve?
Uh-huh, Eve. We celebrate Eve. And, like, do you know what? At Eve, it's a white holiday. You have to, like, put everything white. So we're going to decorate our entire house white. So I'm going to, like, put, like, makeup on my face. I'm going to put, like, an eyeshadow and lipstick and mascara. I'm not going to, like, do blush or foundation. Oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do eyeshadow, mascara, and lipstick.
What's the holiday again?
Ramadan. I mean, Eve.
It sounds like a really fun holiday.
Mm-hmm. And at Eve, like, we're going to have a big plate, and like we're all going to eat at the same plate. We're going to have like chicken, and yeah, it's going to be so delicious. Chicken. Big chicken, like this big. Oh my God. Big. It almost takes over the entire house. It takes over the entire living room.
I'm really terrified to know what this chicken would look like in real life. What is your favorite thing about Eid?
Dressing up good white and eating delicious food. I'm going to eat so much. Like, I'm going to eat like about a lot of it because it's going to be so good. Like, my stomach's gonna pop out.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll miss you when your stomach takes over.
I am so excited for you. That's like, I'm like 1 million excited. And, too, like, we also celebrate Ramadan, too. And there's more holidays that I don't even know about. And at Ramadan, like, today is Ramadan. April 16th, we started Ramadan, and it was, like, so much fun. And, like, we have to fast. We can't eat anything for the day. But when we're at an item, you could eat. But you have to eat a lot. And at midnight, you could wake up to eat again. And then you can, yeah. And that's what you do. And, like, I fasted 2 times already. And it was so cool.
I didn't know that you had started fasting because I know usually kids don't fast, but at some point.
Some kids fast. Like, that time I was like a little bit late after Ramadan.
Well, Georgia, do you have anything you're excited about?
Life.
Life. I'm excited for Mother's Day.
Oh, yay, yes. I'm excited for Mother's Day.
Our radio show broadcasts on Friday and Sunday. So if you're listening on Sunday, Happy Mother's Day.
If you are listening on Mother's Day, be sure to...